Welcome home. We are WNST. AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road after Thanksgiving. A little bit of a respite here while y'all eat pumpkin pie and get ready for the eggnog, as well as the scented version of the Maryland lottery tickets. I have some Raven scratch-offs. Luckier batch the last couple of weeks at our stops at Coco's and Fadley's and at Pizza John's. And certainly a better effort put forth on the field in victory in Cleveland. And I said I wasn't going to give it style points, but I guess for the next several hours, Luke Jones and I will just give it style points at this point. But I know this, W's better than an L. And at 5-5, everything they want to do is sitting here. And you and I are going to talk about Shedeur Sanders and Myles Garrett and Mark Andrews and sort of a weird miracle fourth and one play that if they don't make it, they might lose the game. Narrow margin of victory in the AFC North. I'll give them a thumbs up. They won the game.
They won. I don't think there are any style points, and that's okay, right? And this goes back to starting 1-5. When you're 1-5, you're trying to survive at that point in time. You are looking, first of all, you have to look at the next game. There's no looking ahead. We can look ahead, but as we were looking at the schedule, as you're coming out of the bye week and you're waiting for Lamar Jackson to get back, you're waiting for other guys to get back. We talked about the schedule coming out of the bye and how on paper it looked favorable, and it has been. But when you are 1-5, you know that whatever margin for error remains between that point and hopefully being there week 18 in a position to win the division, make the playoffs, whatever, right? Just to get into the tournament, you know that there aren't many losses you can suffer the rest of the way. And that's what made Sunday so important. They escaped. They survived. Those are the two words that come to mind. They did not play very good football, especially on the offensive side, clearly. But their defense manned up, albeit, I get it, against two rookie quarterbacks. But they did what they needed to do to win the game. And when we were talking throughout the week about Cleveland and the fact that the Ravens had not swept them since 2020, and yeah, you can break it down and say, well, Lamar didn't play in 21, he didn't play in 22. Deshaun Watson was out there who, even for what how disappointing he's been, still a more representative quarterback at the time than Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders. You knew that weird things can happen. It's the AFC North. It's playing on the road. It's Cleveland with wind and cold and knowing that you are going up against a good defense. We talked about week two and how that game was very much led by the defense and the special teams. Well, on Sunday, it was the defense, right? I mean, the defense did such heavy lifting, put on some short fields, coming off of turnovers, things of that nature. And when you look at the second half of that game, second half, Cleveland ran 28 plays for 64 yards. They shut them out in the second half, 2.3 yards per play. I don't care who you're playing. That's some heavy lifting on a day when your offensive line's getting killed and your quarterback's not playing very well. And you got a couple plays in the run game. The run game did enough, right? But it certainly wasn't consistent on a down by down basis in the way that it's been in previous years, as we've talked about all season. They did what they had to do to get a win. And when you look ahead and you see what remains, I mean, they have the Jets next week. I don't think they should have too much trouble winning that football game. But after that, we know there are no more layups left, right? You have two games with the Bengals. Maybe Joe Burrow's back for both of those games. Who knows? You have the Steelers, and we're going to see what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers' status, with his hand or his wrist. And then you have New England, who is at the top of the conference right now, coming in here in December, and we know that they're going to Green Bay in the next to last game of the season. So when we were trying to project out what this had to be, we talked about it a lot that November needed to be its time where they got on a roll and they needed to not just win a couple games, they needed to
Win
get
them
on a winning
all.
streak.
Yeah.
They had to get on a winning streak. And
I said
we've
7-7, and they're at 5-5, and they're going to be at 6-5 a week. I mean, I have very little bit of doubt about that. And then they get Cincinnati here. I mean, be 7-5 when I'm, having my last cocktail on Thanksgiving night. We're talking about 10 days from now. We're talking, like, they're in a position while not looking great to be in a great position. For where they've been and where they want to go, this is like, I've got to get to Seattle, tomorrow. And how long is it going to take me to get there? As long as it takes you to get there, right? To travel, like whatever it takes to get there. But the detour, you got to get there. The real story for them is winning games in January, and whatever they can do to put themselves on that pathway, they've done that. Station to station here, they've won these games. I mean, style points aside and all that, they don't look like a great football team. I mean, there hasn't been any point where they look any better than 5-5 to me. You'd like to see them rounding into not needing Shedeur Sanders to come on the field to give themselves a chance to win.
Or a trick play with Mark Andrews, which was a great call, great execution. I mean, that was phenomenal. But you'd like to not have to need to do that. But they got it done and they got the win. And look, I'm in agreement with you. Do I think this is a great football team right now? No, I don't. That said, who is great in the AFC right now? Denver and New England have great records and they deserve all the credit that they're getting right now. And certainly Denver with a huge win on Sunday. But I mean, Buffalo, they're 7-3, but the eyeball test, Bills don't look great right now. I mean, even in victory on Sunday, Tampa Bay ran all over them, right? And that's something that has been a problem, their defense. And Josh Allen was Superman with what, six touchdowns total? But does he have a group of wide receivers that you feel, if you're a Bills fan, that you feel confident about in January? No, not really. And Kansas City, for as much as guys like me 3 or 4 weeks ago were saying, man, eyeball test wise, they're 5-5, right? So
They're
you,
as five and
yeah,
five as the
it's the
Ravens are. They're the
Ravens.
same, but they're a worse 5-5 because they're like in a tougher division. I mean, for me,
Oh.
than the games that the Ravens would have left. And I'm not even saying that the Bengals defense awful, and the Steelers just a diminished version of what you'd want the Steelers to be, the composure thing with Ramsey and who's spitting on who and whatever. And they won, so like. Give them the victory, give them the W, but and you're still chasing them, but I don't know. They don't. If the Ravens lose to them, shame on the Ravens. That's all I would say.
Well, it would just reflect what we're kind of saying at the moment that they're 5-5. They've won 4 in a row after losing 4 in a row. So they're back even in that way. 0-0 if you 0-0 if you want to look at it that way. And now it's a 7-game sprint and you have four division games there. As I said, you have one game left that's a layup. Bengals defense, we know, is bad, but let's face it, this Ravens offense did not look good on Sunday, albeit against a really good Browns defense. And look, I don't think anyone was, I certainly wasn't expecting the Ravens to light up the scoreboard on Sunday. But that said, offensive line, I mean, Myles Garrett has four sacks,
Dude, the
right? I mean,
Ravens got a
all
lot of
that.
breaks. The knee on the inky binky toe on the goal line where they would have gotten the ball on the 1-inch line. One point Draymond Jones pounded Sanders in the head. Could have gotten 15 yards. I mean, there were some things that really could have tilted the field in a much worse direction for the including 4th and 1 and them needing a kind of a miracle wild play with Mark Andrews to seal the game or win seal the game. I don't know to win the game, not seal the game, to literally not turn the ball over and give the Browns a chance to kick a field goal and beat them.
Sure, no question. But at the same time, I mean, the Browns got a pick six off a pass off Keaton Mitchell's hands, right? I mean, that's not necessarily a skill play by Cleveland as much as a bad play by the Ravens. I mean, Keaton Mitchell, pass was maybe a touch high, but he's got to catch that.
Dude, the
I mean,
minute that
there's.
kid came in, that Shedeur Sanders, like, and I watched that act, and I'm like, you're not gonna lose to him, right? Like, literally, like, and he had a lead, and wasn't playing like he had a lead, playing like he wanted to squander the lead,
Well, I mean,
just not, no good, dude.
Well, Dylan Gabriel's no good either,
Oh my
but
God, he was horrible.
you're kind of seeing why the Browns are in the position they're in right now, where they have this really good defense and they're 2-8 because they have two rookie quarterbacks who can't play, and you're seeing why Shedeur Sanders hadn't gotten the chance to that point in time. Now, will he be better in future weeks? I don't really care, right? I mean, the Ravens are going to be playing the Browns, so but
I don't think
you.
he's a threat to be the next great Browns quarterback. So
I mean, who knows? But yeah, and like I said, Dylan Gabriel has been as mediocre. I mean, mediocre would be kind, when you're talking about what I think it was 5 yards per pass attempt going into Sunday's game. But that said,
Dude, he threw lousy short passes. He stunk. Their
no, I.
quarterback stunk, and they almost lost. Like, I mean,
But
I'm trying to be nice today, but that's the truth, man.
well, they almost lost, but not because of their defense
Well,
played really
Myles
well.
Garrett was it was is the was the best player on the field Sunday.
No,
That's what.
I would say, sure, okay. But I guess the point I was trying to make is even with rookie quarterbacks, I mean, they did exactly what you wanted to do. They got pressure, they hit. I mean, Sanders, the big hit he took right off the bat. So, look, we can sit here and say that the Ravens, I think the Ravens are good. As I'm looking at them now, as they're healthy, Lamar's back on the field. The defense, as it's constructed now, is in a much better place than it was in week three, four, or five. But it's clear that they have warts, right? As in terms of their pass rush, whatever. But their defense has played at a higher level, and this offense right now is searching for it. I mean, obviously Myles Garrett is a Hall of Fame player. He's a special talent. But even times where Lamar had some time in the pocket, which it wasn't a lot, but there were times, the coverage downfield, I mean, didn't seem like he was seeing guys that were open downfield. So this offense is searching for it. There's no doubt about it. We've been talking about that, right? I mean, even go back to the Miami game, the first half, really choppy. They got going finally in that third quarter. Last week we talked about this. I mean, Minnesota, if they didn't have JJ McCarthy throwing passes everywhere except where it needed to go as the intended target, they might lose that game, right? So their offense is searching for it. There's no doubt about it. And at what level is it going to be come the early January? We're going to find out, right? But as much as we're going to talk about winning games in January as we get closer to that time, they have to get there. Right? When you're 1-5, you're not talking about the Super Bowl or getting to the AFC title game or even getting to the divisional round. You're figuring out how are you going to win enough games to be playing wild card weekend, right? So they've put themselves in a position where they still have work to do. They still cannot slip up. That's why, again, winning the game on Sunday, escaping, surviving, however you want to categorize it, they did it, right? And the difference had they lost Sunday compared to like last year when they lost to the Browns, it's a way different animal, right? As much as you don't like dropping games that you're not supposed to lose, when you look at it on paper, when you're sizing up the statistics and all of that, we also know that happens. I mean, look at the Bills a couple weeks ago going down to Miami, and they didn't just lose, they lost by three scores, right? It happens. It's the National Football League. But when you are 1-5, like the Ravens were, you can't have any more of those because whatever, if you have, we use 10-7 as kind of the magic number. That was the, thought of as kind of the reasonable best case scenario, right? You knew that if one of those two losses, if you lose one of those to the Browns, then okay, well, then you better beat Green Bay or you better sweep Pittsburgh, right? Then you better beat New England. You leave yourself a lot more work at the very end, and they still have a lot of work to do. They're 5-5. I mean, John Harbaugh said their head's just barely above water now in
Yeah,
terms
they
of
don't
looking at
look
the
like the kind
record.
of team that's going to win seven in a row or whatever, right? You know what I mean? But who knows? They've already won four in a row.
And you don't know. And you don't know. And as much as, I'm sure people will scoff and say, well, they beat Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. Last week they beat JJ McCarthy, right? I mean, go down the list. I mean, the Dolphins, who by the way, the Dolphins have actually won some games here of late. And the one that they lost in that stretch was the Ravens, right? Same with the Bears. So that Bears win is aging pretty well, especially considering Lamar didn't
Dude,
play in
it's a
that game.
sneaky, weird league where the
It is.
Ravens, Bills, and Chiefs are the 500 teams. And, Chargers went to Jacksonville, got their ass kicked. So you don't know what they are. I just, week to week, it's a very
Who knows?
competitive league.
Who
And
knows?
competitive so much, it's Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel, no relation to Roman Gabriel. They were beating Lamar Jackson
They
45
weren't.
minutes
They
into the game.
were not. They were not.
But they
They
were
did
on the
nothing.
team. They were on the team
Understood
that
it.
was beating Lamar Jackson and the Ravens
They were
because
carried,
that's
yeah.
how this league can be.
And
And hey, dude, and how about special teams in general? I talked about the Browns guy with his pinky winky winky on the goal line, which I didn't even see that. Like in a flat world, I give the Ravens the ball at the 1 foot line because I didn't see it that way. But the special teams problems at the beginning of the game, very unspecial. Kicking the ball around, fielding the ball where you shouldn't, giving them a chance. Any other team to give them the ball at the 3 yard line to touch them. I mean, the interception. I'm sure Schwartz is like, don't fall down, dude. You got to go in. If you fall down at the one, this is 3 points. I mean, it was kind of like shades of the Ravens 20 years ago.
LaJonte Wester, I mean, rough day for him. I mean, it's funny, he caught the punt at the two, and he ended up getting, what, to the 22 or whatever, but certainly not the decision you want to make 99 out of 100 times. I mean, you muff a kick there. I mean, that's how you get beat in Cleveland, right? And so many of the elements were there for them to lose on Sunday, and they easily could have lost. I mean, they lost the turnover battle 3-1, right? They basically, of the 16 points the Browns scored, technically that the one field goal was on the offside on the punt. That was basically like a turnover right there, right? So essentially 13 of their 16 points came off of turnovers or a backbreaking penalty in a spot that's inexcusable to commit that. To survive that, I mean, you've heard me cite this plenty of times. When you have a team that loses the turnover battle by two plus, you lose 85% of the time, you know, at 80 to 90% of the time. I can't remember, you know, maybe that's changed a little bit here over the last couple of years, but that's what you're talking about here. So for them to man up and do just enough. I mean, obviously they got some big plays. I mean, Derrick Henry gets the 59-yard run, which, you know, at that point it's kind of like finally. But even then, they settle for a field goal there, and you're still kind of, you know, you don't know. Tyler Loop, 44-yard field goal. It's, you know, that's not a chip shot when you're talking about a windy, you know, windy conditions at a difficult AFC North stadium to kick. I mean, that was a pretty clutch kick, you
I'm
know,
getting
for
more
him.
confident in him. How about you with him?
I like that. I would actually say the opposite. The eyeball test the last few weeks, I mean, he's had some where he's barely snuck it inside the upright where you kind of say, ooh, I like seeing that though. He did a good job on Sunday, right? I mean, that one, I mean, that was huge. I mean, it was 5 minutes ago at
Well,
that
I'd like to
point.
think a 48-yard field goal on a cold night in the playoffs in Denver.
Who knows? I have no idea what he's going to do in that spot, but.
I'm leaning more into they're not in the market to look for a new kicker the
Oh, I
way
mean,
other
I, no,
teams
and I'm
are.
not, and let me be clear, I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying you were asking me how I feel. Honestly, it had trended a little downward, a little bit in the downward direction the last few weeks, but that was good to see. I mean, there's
Well, we
no.
had kicker for life here before him, right? So
Sure.
we
Well, I mean,
it's something
I'm
we
not
never
saying you're making
talked
a
about. We
change.
don't talk. No, I don't even mean like that. I just mean like let's measure it. Let's like we're going to do with the turkey next week. Let's check the temperature, see how
That
we're
was his big.
doing, you know? I mean, because it's a new thing.
That was
That's
his.
all.
To this point in his career, that was the biggest kick of his career, right? That was the biggest kick of his season to this point. Now, chances are, especially if you're going to have designs on making a run in January, yeah, he's going to have to hit a bigger
Gonna get
kick than that at
larger.
some point. Sure. You know, whether home or away, but that was good to see. There's no doubt about it. And I mean, that was a 44-yarder to tie the game with 4:59 to go, right? I mean, the game's not over if he misses that by any means, but now you're in the position where. You know, if does Cleveland pop a run? Do they pop a, you know, a broken tackle, right? I mean, so, you know, it was just, it was, again, there's so few style
You look
points.
worn out, dude. Was it too close for comfort for you?
You watch the first half, right?
They
I
were
mean, that,
losing.
yeah, I mean, they were
I had
down.
some leftover Costas soup. I went to Costas on Saturday. I brought some soup home. I thought it'd be like victory soup. I'm sitting there at halftime. I'm like, they're losing. Like,
Yeah, I
what
mean,
is this?
they're down 10 points halfway through the second quarter. I mean, not, you know, there's plenty of game left, but, you know, you got to take care of the football, right? I mean, they turned it over 3 times. So, yeah, there's a lot of work to do. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, if you want to try to play the game of, okay, would this effort have been good enough against a playoff caliber team? I mean, yeah, you can't do that because we know how this league works, right? Everything, some of these teams, I mean, look at the Chargers. The Chargers do what they did against Pittsburgh 2 Sunday nights ago. And then not only did they lose, I mean, they got their tails kicked on Sunday, right? I mean, and I get it. Their offensive line is in shambles, their offensive tackle specifically. But, you know, you can't play the A versus B and B versus C and then A versus, yeah. I mean, we try to do that, and the NFL makes you look stupid when you do those kind of things. I mean, it's just the truth. So you take it for what it is. It was a win. It's not going to be the highlight win of the season in terms of, like, other the Andrews play might be, because that was just such a great play. I mean, especially when they were in that position last week and they ran the pitch to Lamar, and you knew, they used that on fourth and one and third and a foot. They used the tush push, and for them to come out and do that, Andrews makes the spin there. Ricard with the nice kick out block there that, wasn't necessary to get the first, but that was the difference between that being just a first down and ended up being a touchdown. You do something like that, I mean, you need some things to go your way, right? And they had some things that didn't go their way in that first half, talking about deflected passes being picked off, and and it was self-inflicted things as well, of course, but they did what they needed to do to win the game. And 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, you would just kind of say, hey, it's AFC North football, and they won ugly. In this Lamar era, where they have looked so fantastic in the regular season when Lamar's been healthy, right? It's been very, very few times over the last 5 or 6 years where it hasn't looked really good in the regular season. And I'm not talking about like an isolated game. I mean, like a stretch of time. But, they won. And if
I
they
would
had
argue
lost,
with you this year. I haven't seen any of that, the razzle dazzle we've seen before.
I mean before this year.
Sure,
I'm talking,
sure.
yeah, but I'm just saying, this is a grind of a year. I mean, obviously, when you're 1-5, right? I mean, it's grind it out. You're kicking and screaming, win by the skin of your teeth, whatever cliche you want to throw out
And
there.
then you get to play games in January in 60 minutes at a
And you're going to
time.
see, if you can get better between now and then, right? Yeah, as they're presently constructed, can I easily envision them getting to the AFC title game or the Super Bowl? Not really, but
But if you said to me, can I easily envision them winning a home game right now against, let's say, the
Kansas City
Chiefs,
or the
right?
Bills?
Or the Bills, right? Right
I
now
mean,
at
that's what you're kind of
home,
talking. That's what you're talking
could they
about.
win a home game, and then could they go to Indianapolis and or New England and
No idea.
Denver and win? I would say to you, yes, they can do that. And for that, I'm still as true a believer as I can be that they have some sort of makeup to do that. But I'm also very mindful of the fact that we thought this might have been the most talented team they were going to have, right? Because of the maturation of all of this and that, and Derrick Henry and Zay Flowers is coming on, and we likely have all these tools, and D Hop still has gas, more gas in the tank than any of the rest of, to me, a lot of the sort of older, washed-up wide receivers they've had in here for a generation. And I hear Derek Mason's name brought up and as the record holder and Todd Heap and stuff. I'm like, I like those guys and all, but as far as record holders, the Orioles have thicker records, when it comes to that sort of longevity. But I look at it and I keep waiting for that next gear that we believe for the 9 months leading up to the season. And ideally, you'd rather see that gear the second or third week of January than the second week of October. In a general sense, I'm having trouble with this, right? You and I are going to have long chats about this. It'll be a short chat next week after they beat the Jets and then they get the Bengals, because I don't know what we learn here. I don't know what we're going to learn if they run all over the Bengals and the Jets. The Bengals are horrible. I do know this. They just 5 minutes ago had to play the Browns in Cleveland on a windy day and escaped. What was your other word for it? You had another one.
Survived.
Survived. Yeah. Like, that's not really what you're looking for if you're trending them as a believable powerhouse Super Bowl threat and contender that they get off the bus looking like when they get off the bus with MVP that and Hall of Fame this and first round that and new contract this and okay, I get all of that. You almost lost to the Browns.
Well, and for me, it still comes back to the offensive line. I mean, it's not a very good offensive line. Now, I will give them credit that I mean, they obviously ran the ball way better than they did against Cleveland in week two. I mean, week two, they did nothing on the ground all day. But Henry popped a 59-yard run. That was great to see. It's been a while since we've seen that. They were effective enough on the ground, right? I mean, it's not like, they had a lot of plays where they were stopped for minus one, no gain, one, two, right? There's still too many of those, but they did. I mean, Keaton Mitchell had a 10-yard run. Lamar ran for 13, what, early in the game. That was kind of interesting. He ran a few times and then we didn't see him run at all after that. That was
Well, it was so much
interesting
so
to see.
that McCourty
But
and
they,
Charles
you're right. I
Davis
mean,
were
sure.
questioning it. Yeah.
But at the same time, it was enough. Like Cleveland didn't stuff the run to the point where Lamar is back there and they're just teeing off on him, right? I mean, they had their issues protecting Lamar as it was, but he threw 25 times in the game. If you're getting completely stuffed at the line of scrimmage and you're not running the ball at all, that's a game where Lamar's got to throw it 38, 42 times. And, it wasn't Lamar's best day, obviously, right? I mean, that he was off. I mean, he was inaccurate. I mean, how much of it was the wind? How much of it was Cleveland coverage? How much of it, obviously, the pass rush got to him a number of times, but even sometimes where he had, enough time to throw, it was, there's the cumulative impact. And we saw that probably the best example we saw of that to me was late in that Detroit game. If you remember Lamar, it seemed like he was starting to feel pressure even when it wasn't there,
Dude, you
right?
can win
And
a championship with Schwartz's defense. That you
sure.
that's a good defense. It,
Oh, yeah.
it's a shame it's pissed away with their offense, but watching them bottle up the Ravens, even to the point where it got to fourth and one, that they had to have that play, that's a far cry from what the Browns used to be able to do defensively. I mean, it's formidable, and it wasn't an easy day, and I didn't think it would be,
No, and I mean, I think my score prediction is escaping me right now off the top of my head, but I think I had 23-10 Ravens, and they scored 23 points, right? They and their defense played better than what 16 points would reflect, because they turned the ball over three times. I mean, really, we're focusing on the offense a lot, and to your point, this collection of, two-time MVP quarterback, a Hall of Fame running back, Pro Bowl, a former multi-time Pro Bowl wide receiver is your number three guy. I mean, Hopkins doesn't play a whole lot, quite frankly. But Zay Flowers is a Pro Bowl wide receiver. You have a Pro Bowl tight end in Mark Andrews, who, as much as everyone's tried to trade him away since the drop in Buffalo last year, I mean, he's still the guy that it feels like, as much as anyone, when it's a gotta have it play, he tends to be involved in those spots. And that's not to say that he's perfect or that he's as good as he was 4 years ago, but he's still pretty important to what they do. And even before you talk about the tush push touchdown runs. So, I mean, it's, they're searching for it on offense. And, again, I think the offensive line's the big part there. Yeah, the red zone and goal to go is still really, really messy. I mean, that's something that has to get better. But if you're
Well, they're
looking
going to
for
lose games because of that next month if it doesn't get better. Yeah.
potentially, sure. But if you're looking for the positives as far as going forward now, beyond the fact that they just won and they're 5-5 and they've won four in a row and they're on even footing now, if you want to think about it in those terms, you've won four in a row after losing four in a row. I mean, this defense is playing way better. I mean, and I get it. They haven't been tested by All Pro Bowl quarterbacks over these last four games. You can go back to the Rams game. We talked about it even in defeat, that was a better defensive effort. Obviously the Alohi Gilman and, Draymond Jones, two games in, you're seeing he makes an impact. He has made their front better. He's not Terrell Suggs. He's not Lawrence Taylor. He's
Well,
not
Draymond
T.J.
Jones got a
Watt.
little pass rush going too. So,
Gives him some juice.
from an
Sure.
addition standpoint, I can sit up and say they're better than they were October 1st because we've challenged Eric DaCosta. Can you make the team better? Where are the deficiencies? And I think we're going to be talking about the D line and the O line for the next 8 weeks about when they eventually lose, it'll be because of those aspects of the team, I believe.
Yeah, although, like I said, I am more of a believer in the defense now. than I was 2 or 3 weeks ago, and certainly way more than I was 5 weeks ago when the defense was just
Roquan
awful.
Smith's not playing and Humphrey's not
Sure.
playing now,
Sure. But
it's
we also know that defense wasn't playing well even before, like they were 1-5, but they were on their way to 1-3 when the injuries really started mounting, right? I mean, Roquan left late in the first half of that Kansas City game. They were already on their way to losing that game. Same with Humphrey. So we know, like, their defense was very bad in the first month of the season. I mean, very bad. And then it was very injured on top of that, a few weeks in. But that defense is better. They've raised the floor considerably. Kyle Hamilton continues to be a beast. Seems like he's okay. I mean, seemed like his shoulder was, he hurt his shoulder early in that game and, played through it and played well. Dropped an interception, which he kind of joked about it in the post game that, what is it about him dropping interceptions in Cleveland? But, I mean, obviously moving him back to the closer to the line of scrimmage has just been, I mean, that's a force multiplier right there. Roquan Smith being healthy, but we've talked about it. Teddy Buchanan is playing better football. They for him only being a rookie, and I'm not saying he's a perfect player. He still struggles to get off blocks a little more than you'd like, but he, when you consider all the young linebackers that they've kind of trotted out there, and I guess more specifically Trenton Simpson, the last 2 years, it feels like Buchanan is making some strides, and he's already better than he was early in the season, and that's what you want to see. You want to see steady improvement from young guys. We've talked about it. I mean, maybe not so much this week, but Malachi Starks, looking better over the last month. We talked about it. Even though Mike Green hurt his ankle in practice, and there's some question about his status. You were seeing him start to make some strides. I mean, their defense, it's certainly so much better than it was. That's the Captain Obvious statement. I don't know if this is a great defense. I'm not ready to say that
Well, it's good enough
because
for now, for this time
it's
of the
getting
year
better.
against bad
Right.
teams. Now, Joe Burrow coming back, that creates problems. Aaron Rodgers getting his hand hurt, Mason Rudolph's going to play. That's a good thing, I think, right? So any break they can get, because this is not a dominant football team, Luke. This is not the team we were advertising here for 7 months of the offseason. There's no part of this that I look at and say, oh, it's got another gear now. I might say that about Kyle Hamilton as a player, but even that, I don't see emerging players here. I'm not seeing these. I even said to my wife watching the game with Roquan Smith, I'm like, I thought he'd be more of an impact player the day that deal was made 4 years ago and the money that was given and like all of that, that you'd see it and feel it. And I think you see and feel Kyle Hamilton to some degree. But most of the rest of this, even Lamar from a step backwards, because I don't think he's physically really right, or he's aging a little bit enough that he's not that gazelle that literally can run 60 yards and beat you, in that way. That I don't think he's that right this minute. Not that he's aged out, or that he might not be that again, or might not be that in January.
Right.
But he does not have breakaway speed right now. He doesn't have what you want him to have. What
Well,
made him him.
he's still way faster than most just about any quarterback out there, but he's not running away from the defense in the same way that he did last year,
He's
or
also a
certainly
car you
early in
want
the
to keep
script.
in the garage right now because you're not feeling great
Right.
about wanting to run him.
No question. No question.
Unless
I
you
mean,
have to. Unless you have to.
he had a sore knee this week. We know he had a hamstring that cost him 3 games, right? I mean, but yeah, look, you don't need to look any further than the numbers. I mean, going into this game, I mean, Lamar on the season had what, 216 rushing yards? Now that's 6 games. That's not bad compared to most quarterbacks out there. And he ran for, he had 10 yards total rushing on Sunday. I mean, that's, we're used to Lamar being a guy that's going to have 1,000 yards or, really close to it. What he was at 900 plus last year, even as he threw for 4,000 yards. He's not that guy right now. Now, to your point, I'm glad you said it. That does not mean that he won't be that in January when you absolutely need it. But yeah, this offense right now is absolutely searching for it in terms of you see, and Sunday was a bad example because they're playing a really good defense and they're on the road and it's windy. I mean, I wasn't expecting them to play great football offensively
And
on
they played
Sunday.
from behind all day.
Sure. Well, and that's why I said the fact that they were behind and the fact that they were able to run enough that it didn't get to the point where Lamar's just having to drop back and Myles Garrett in that front is just teeing off, knowing that, well, they can't run on us, all
Some of
that.
that's down and distance on first down is getting yourself in a position to run plays you want to play,
Sure.
not run plays you have to play, right?
But we've talked about down and distance a lot. I mean, they haven't been nearly as good as they need to be on first down this year, and that's hurt them because they've had a lot of Derrick Henry run for 2 yards on first down or no gain on first down, or it's second and eight and he gets stopped for nothing, right? I mean, it's you can't you have those situations. Yeah, it's going to make things tougher on you. So the good news is you are 5-5. You've made some very meaningful strides on defense, even if there's definitely a sense of, okay, as much as the schedule was a bear in the first month of the season with the quarterbacks you were playing then, now you've had a little bit of a respite in that way. And good, because you needed to stack some wins here, and they did that. Now it's a case of, can your defense continue to get better? Can you continue to unlock some elements with your pass rush? You've been able to scheme up some pressure, even if it's, Cleveland's offensive line's not very good. I get all that. But you're winning, and the good news is you're still not playing playoff games for another close, 8 weeks, right? I mean, they have some time here to not just keep winning, but to hopefully find some more consistency and find ways to make more plays and be more consistent on offense and convert inside the red zone and convert short yardage situations, right? I mean, they still have to figure that out. And is that going to look like it did last year? Is it going to look like it did 2 years ago? Is it going to look like it did in 2019 when you had a Hall of Famer at right guard and Marshall Yanda and a younger, healthier version of Ronnie Stanley and go down the list
I
of.
saw Morgan Moses running around the other day too, and I'm like, things were better around here a couple of years ago. They were. When
They
Zeitler and
were.
Moses were here,
Sure.
we took that for granted, how
Yeah.
that
So, so.
they constructed an offensive line with grown-ups that were going to make it to post and were going to put them in the best position to win. And I don't know that they're always there right now.
Yeah, but at the same time, and believe me, I'm not comparing the Ravens to this team because this team has done it in January far more consistently. Have the Kansas City Chiefs had great offensive lines the last few years? I mean, all you've heard about was questions about their tackles, right? And those issues. And that may have, they were finally did in by that in the Super Bowl by Philadelphia last February. But my point is in saying that is who are these elite juggernaut teams in the AFC right now? Record-wise, yeah, New England looks great record-wise. I didn't come away from watching them Thursday night and saying, "Oh my gosh, they're unbeatable."
Those are good
Denver?
uniforms, though. They were good uniforms.
I didn't like those.
Oh, you didn't like those,
No, I
did you?
didn't. I did not.
Wow. I thought for sure you'd think they were sharp.
The best comment I heard was it looked like someone like left the Patriots jerseys in the wash too
Look, they
long or
could have
something
brought
like
the
that.
Drew Bledsoes back,
But
and they didn't do that, at least.
going down the list, right? I mean, you have them. Denver. Love Denver's defense. Is that offense going to be consistent enough to win three games in January? Or maybe two because they might, maybe they'll be the number one seed. Indianapolis, we saw their warts against Pittsburgh a couple weeks ago, right? So Buffalo and Kansas City are they've got the January reputation, Buffalo against everyone but Kansas City. Kansas City being the king of the conference for 6, 7 years now. But
It's
they have
interesting,
their.
at least, right?
Oh,
This
it's
is kind
very
of
interesting.
fun,
My point in
I
saying all
think.
this is not that necessarily to predict that the Ravens are going to do it, but the point is
They can.
all these teams are kind of,
They might.
yeah, but this. The Ravens have yeah, buts, but they're winning games now
We
and they
play
have a
the
chance.
Jets this week.
Well, and that certainly should help,
All right,
right?
let's
I mean,
take a
my
break.
goodness.
We got plenty of football ahead. Luke is here. He'll be out in Owings Mills this week. If you're on the WNST Tech Service, brought to you by Cole Roofing and Gordy Energy. By the way, all new commercials here at WNST. So listen to the commercials. They tell me nobody listens. Everybody hears, I promise you. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. This is my colonoscopy week. Pray for me. GBMC, thank you. And when I tell guys my age, they're all mad at me. They're like, why'd you wait so long? What the hell's wrong with you, 57 years old? Though I heard you do segments about this 15 years ago when you were 42. Doing it this week. Thank you, GBMC. I appreciate you. Step out, take a break. He's Luke. I'm Nestor. Plenty of football ahead. The Ravens are 5-5 and mediocre, but we've been exceptional lately. We're Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.